The dork you grew up with on radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place. Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast. Live now in the Eagle app.
It is another episode of Yours Truly on Demand. I'm Doc. Hopefully your day is good. Let's talk about balloons. Nobody's talking about balloons lately. Sarcasm, right? So everybody's aware by now. Last Friday morning, we broke the news. I had a friend that kind of clued me into the fact that the alleged spy balloon, the Chinese thing that was spotted over Montana, was headed towards Missouri, right? So we shared the path, and sure enough, came right over Missouri. As I said on the radio show, I wanted the thing shot down. I don't think I'm alone. I thought that we should have sent Maverick and or Rambo up there and taken that thing down. Eventually, over the weekend, it was shot down over Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, by an F-22. By the way, if you've missed any of the video of that, we've got a video not just of the balloon being shot down, but even there's a guy that captured video of the two F-22s that were circling it before they perforated it. The reason I bring up balloons, if you remember the last time a spy balloon was over Missouri, remember that? Back in 2019, was not Chinese. It was one of ours. Yeah, I did some digging. I look back, The Guardian was one of the media outlets that reported on the spy balloons that were, the Pentagon ordered this. There were 25 of them, unmanned solar-powered balloons. They launched them from South Dakota. They traveled over Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, and even parts of central Illinois. So the reason that they said that they were going to be spying on Missouri and Illinois had to do with drug traffic. Remember that? It was high-tech radars. They were trying to track individuals and vehicles day or night, no matter what the weather was doing, and they felt like balloons were the way to do that. So I did some additional research, and I've learned that what happened back in 2019, there is an FCC document. Matter of fact, I just included it in an article in the Eagle app today, that the government reserves the right to drop these balloons over our heads for surveillance anytime they want. Now listen, I'm not naive. If you have a smartphone, pretty much all of our devices track us. Totally get that. And I'm not doing anything that embarrassing much. However, I, as an American, would like to have a little bit of privacy. Not totally good, even though I know I've got friends that work for the government that have the best motivations, that that do these things for really good reasons, and they're trying to catch bad people, and sometimes they're trying to protect the rest of us. However, I find it just a little bit creepy that there are spy balloons over our heads sometimes, and sometimes they're American. Anyway, let me know what you think of this balloon situation, the Chinese one that went kaboom, and also the ones that our own government are using to keep their eye on us. Balloons, anything on your mind, hit that message us button in the Eagle app and sound off.
Doc on Demand. No rules, no rails, no kidding. Now, in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.